When you talk about staying power in the world of professional fishing, there's no question that a lot of leadership has been coming from the North Country. And with me today is Mark Fisher from Rapala. And Mark, everything continues to grow, and you guys just continue to expand what you're doing there at Rapala.
Well, thanks, Terry. Those are kind words. Yeah, you know, probably to some of your audience, I'm talking funny. And yeah, we are a northern-based company, so to speak. But we're influenced, going back to our roots with the European flavor and influence, which was all pike and trout related for the most part. And yes, over the years we've expanded our markets and directed our focus and strategies towards the bass market for a variety of reasons. Fortunately, the shad wraps and fat wraps and floaters have played in the hands of some very successful bass anglers over the years.
Well, no doubt about it. DT series, of course, by David Fritz. You've got, you know, the X wrap now that's coming out, and just a whole line of different products. Plus some of the companies that you guys have been able to, you know, buy and do some of those kind of things. You continue to expand on them as well.
Well, yeah, you know, that's part of the nature of the beast, you know, in today's business world. You know, acquisitions are there, and you have to prepare yourself to either be acquired or take the offense and move towards acquisitions. And we've been very fortunate over the years with mergers with BMC, for instance, with the fish hooks, but certainly Storm, and now just most recently Lure Jensen. And to be truthfully honest, you know, we've learned a lot since the acquisition of Storms, what to modify, what to fix, what not to, what to stay away from. And, you know, acquisitions have been very good for us and very strong. And you know, nothing's being treated like a redheaded stepchild, and in our development process, we have just a load of new products focused and targeting for a multitude of species and multitudes of regions across the world, but we're coming back strong into the bass market, certainly for 2007 and 8, on all arenas.
Well, you know, it's been a company, and if you look back, you know, a lot of us bass fishermen have used Rapala products for a lot of years, but in reality, it was a toothy critter type, you know, walleye, northern, musky, all those kind of things. You guys really had a forte there. Now shifting gears and getting into the bass market, it really makes sense.
Well, thanks. You know, I mean, and really, you know, the strategies with a lot of businesses to trying to be successful, you need to identify your growth potential and markets as well as state of your roots and state of strong suits. And being, you know, predominantly our roots being balsa and balsa constructed baits, and the advancements of technological, whatever you want to call it, built into our lure, so to speak, with long cast mechanisms into a balsa capsule, but also working in with rattle systems that are pretty sophisticated, buoyancy and ballast issues in balsa, and of course now coming into the X-Wrap, where we're high advancements with technological breakthroughs in plastics. But yeah, the toothy critters are, you know, is really our root, and but we've made some great strides to the bass market because strategically we're focused on bringing some great products to market supported by the pro staff we're fortunate to work with.
Well, you are the director of field promotions, but you also are involved in product development. And, you know, when you look at this thing, in reality, a bait is a bait. And to a fish, if it looks like something he's going to eat, it really doesn't matter if it's designed for a walleye or whatever. If a bass will eat it, he'll eat it. And, you know, so you're really looking at products that have cross-functionality, I would think.
Well, no, you're exactly right, you know. And some of the funniest things happen, as you know, as an angler, Terry, you can look at a lure and you go, okay, this is specifically designed for a certain target, or very much the parallel is like rods. Something that could be used for just saltwater fishing has a crossover play in freshwater market somewhere. And with our lures, we do the same thing. There are things that are specifically designed for saltwater that have beautiful crossover into the freshwater market and vice versa. And I think the beauty of coming to market with a good solid product, if you build in all the characteristics and the correct attributes that are funneled from people that know, and I go back to our pros, and I will again say that we're the guys that we're fortunate to work with, that when they give us information about how a lure should perform, what are great triggering aspects and characteristics, and we will really work hard to try and fine-tune, that lure can be taken in a whole other arena in a whole other part of the world and be very successful as well. And that's kind of the magic of dealing with good anglers, to bring a product to market versus just coming up with a concept and say, now where do we go with it?
Well, you know, great amount of history goes into Rapala, and, you know, of course, the family, the Rapala family, and everything that's happened in years past. But when you look at now, the way the bass market changes, you know, really a bait, a tried and true bait, and I want to go to the floating minnow a little bit.
Sure.
If you've got a tackle box, you automatically have some sort of a floating minnow in that tackle box. I don't care who you are. And what happens is you start seeing this evolution of ideas with your pro staff, and I'm sure with your developers and the people, and say, wait a minute, you know, we had this thing one time in our history. Let's see if we can tweak it, develop it, and make it into something that really works for the bass fishing public.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, everything kind of spurns from something else that was brought to market at some point. And, you know, in our development phase here, we work out, well, just weeks ago, we were planning out as far as 2010 and 2011 with some products that we want to try and get to market that are all new breakthrough type of lures. We're very cognizant and aware of what we want to do is stay focused on new product and not doing knockoffs. We want to take a lure like the floater, which was ours to begin with, and try to enhance it. And how do you enhance something that works so well? It becomes very difficult, but there's an evolution process where you can come in with different materials and substrates and tweak a specific lure like a minnow shape, which has been played out in every conceivable configuration from a topwater to a mid-depth running bait to a deep running bait, and come up with something that does trigger fish, but only if you get all the correct ingredients, kind of like baking the cake. If you get all the correct information, you're going to come out with something that is going to be reasonably successful and hopefully sometimes a grand slam, as the X-Wrap has been.
Well, you know, Mark, it's funny. I look back, and, you know, I'm a big proponent of the 11S, which is a floating minnow. But recently after that, not too far after that, you came out with a Husky Jerk. What a great jerk bait. And it's one of those things. It's kind of almost the same body shape and style, but it has a whole different way of utilization and what you do with it and some of those kind of things. But they really are just developments that you guys just keep putting your mind to.
Well, that's right. You know, and what I was saying is that we're planning out further. You know, we spent a lot of time, give you an example, of course, Fritz with the DTs. I mean, the amount of time in the cell phone bills from David to Jarmo Rapala in Finland was astounding, but it was part of the development cost of doing business. And then recently on a trip down to Okeechobee, getting in the boat with Tom Mann Jr. or getting in the boat with Bernie Schultz and Nixon and the guys and talking with them, you take the floater, and I can guarantee you we probably have about 10 different applications for that silhouette of a bait to do different things targeting just the specific bass market alone, whether you work with props or you work with rattle systems, suspension characteristics, rate of floating, rate of sinking, just a variety of things where, you know, here again we're talking about niche things, but they're a tool that anyone that's a mechanic or a carpenter or a plumber can realize that you have to have a specific tool for a specific job. And we're working hard to fill all those voids in the toolbox, so to speak, which is truly our tackle box.
Well, no doubt about it. You know, I've heard the old saying about the carpenter, if the only tool he has is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, but that's not the case at Rapala, no question about that.
Well, thanks. You know, it's fun, and we take pride. You know, we are, you know, oftentimes we're perceived as the guys up north, and we truly are, but yet the same thing is, I think what beats in the heart of all of us is the passion that we all enjoy fishing. And I can assure you up here, we work hard as people doing what we're supposed to do during the week because we have to work. But the beauty of it is we're all anglers at heart. You can go through the office, the gals that in all different areas within our office, the warehouse crew, the people in the front office, the executives. I mean, we all own boats, and we all fish, and we all talk to anglers all over the world. And, you know, when work becomes something that isn't like work and it becomes fun and you're working with good people all the way around, good things are bound to happen.
Well, Mark, you know, it's one of those things where we're going to have you on multiple times this year because I want to continue to talk about baits. And as we get close to ICAST, and right after ICAST in particular, when you announce some of the new things you'll be doing there, I want to have you on and kind of go through some of the things and really tear some of this stuff apart down to the nitty-gritty and some of the things that you do. And love to have you back on if we can.
Well, I would love to. You know, and some of the fun part about it, Terry, is as you and I were having a conversation the other day about the floaters is, you know, we can talk about why some of the characteristics in the baits that we are releasing do what they do and some of the tips and tricks. And, you know, I think in the long and short of it, people that are successful with lures need to understand more about why they're successful with it. And that's what's fun about talking, because we can go kind of behind the scenes and climb the rungs in each one of the ladders and each during the steps of bringing product to market, and it would be a gas. It's just like a couple guys sitting around yakking in the garage.
Well, you know, and then what the beauty of that is everybody gets to take advantage of that. You know, you as in a product development role, me in a media role.
Sure.
Maybe we can educate a little bit as well in the process.
Well, that's part of the fun. It really is.
Well, Mark,
I've enjoyed it, Terry.
Me too, Mark. Thanks for being with us. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, all the time. The phone's always on the desk, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.